It's all yours. Take it away.
All right, thank you very much, Bill. At the half, Bulls lead 53-50 over the Canton Charge. Both Evan and Michael are making me hungry here at the half.
Julio, I'm doing you a favor. That Garibaldi's will do nothing your girly
figure. You had a sandwich.
I did.
I would have loved a sandwich.
I'm sorry, man.
I'll eat after the game. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Speaking of good eats, the Windy City Bulls fans, it's your chance to become Chili's ultimate fan. The first 1,000 attendees at any home game this season will receive a Chili's ultimate fan card. Visit any participating Chicagoland Chili's with your ultimate fan card and receive 15% off your purchase. Visit Chili's 7 times with your ultimate fan card and receive entry to the Chili's Windy City end of season celebration. Don't miss your chance at the next home game. Valid at participating locations. Restrictions may apply. Chili's Chillin' Since 75. Next home game will be March 15th against Greensboro. 53-50 at the half. Alongside Evan McLean and Michael Walton, I'm Julio Rouse-Sale. Let's get updated at the half with our sideline reporter, Colin Michkowski. Colin.
Hey, guys. Well, there's a couple interesting statistics from Ken. Is that they are 9-8. They have a winning record when trailing at halftime. And the Bulls, as we know, have the three-point lead. But if the Bulls can push that lead forward towards by the end of the third quarter, they have a good chance because Ken is 5-11 when trailing after the third quarter. Going back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Colin. Nice little nugget there by Colin Michkowski. Duye Dukin nearly had the ball bounce on the ball rack. That was pretty close.
That actually would have been quite impressive just to get it to stay there. It's the perfect mixture of finesse and strength.
But that was a great nugget there provided by Colin Michkowski. That goes to show you that's a good team that doesn't get too down on themselves or too worried at the half when trailing. They're down by 3. Bulls outscored Canton in the second quarter 30-19. They were down by 11. At one point. Michael, what do the Bulls need to do to extend the lead and prevent Canton from coming back?
Well, I think with Windy City, because they play offense by committee, you sort of don't know on any given night who's going to go off for 30 points. So really their defense is going to be key in the second half. When they're able to really get in and dig down into a defensive stance and guard their man, we see they come out better because of it. And in that second quarter, they really took it to Canton.
Kay Felder leads all scorers with 15 points for the Bulls. Two players in double figures. Duye Dukin with 10 points. And Aaron Thomas has 10 for the Bulls. 14 points for Jonathan Holmes, including 12 from beyond the arc. He's 4-4 from downtown. How do the Bulls contain Felder in the second half?
For containing Kay Felder, I actually thought they should maybe trap off of screens. But so far, they've done a great job at switching. So I think rather than trying to just guard him with one man, you still have to sort of guard him with two people. So I would really switch off the screens and just try to work to getting the ball outside of his hands.
Bulls start the second half with possession going left to right on your dial. Again, Bulls in their home white uniforms with red lettering. We get a quick whistle and a loose ball offensive foul charged to Alfonso McKinney. That's going to be McKinney's second foul. Canton in their maroon uniforms with gold lettering.
And I like the first play call for Windy City trying to get Jarrell Eddy going. Let's see what Canton does here on the other end.
Quick pass in the paint. Holland is fouled. Swatted there by Alec Brown. And that will send John Holland to the charity stripe. 16 minutes in the first half, 6 points.
And I like that foul right there by Alec Brown because they're called free throws, but you still got to earn them. And I don't like seeing people get easy layups. If you're going to contest the shot and you can't get a clean look, sometimes it's best to send the guy to the line.
Holland, an 87% free throw shooter, makes the first. Cuts the deficit to 2. Second free throw good. And he cuts the deficit to 1, 53-52. Just 20 seconds gone by here in the third. Bynum crosses midcourt, guarded by Kay Felder. Jarrell Eddy gets a little separation from Holland, the defender, and fires a 3 from downtown.
And I'd just like to give the assist to Alec Brown on that screen, because without that screen, you don't see Eddy getting that wide-open corner look.
4-point lead for the Bulls. Holland, nice bounce pass to Holmes, and a shot blocked by Alec Brown with the rejection, and the ball goes out of bounds. The block party continues for Alec Brown.
And it's education day, and I think somebody just learned something about taking it to the rim on Alec Brown.
Good play on words there, Michael. Like it. And a whistle just as the inbounds pass was taking place. And a little confusion here between the officials. They're going to review. Call on the floor after the release. Foul happened prior to the inbounds pass, I believe. We'll have Colin Michkowski check on the replay just to keep us updated on that. 11:15 to go here in the third quarter, 56-52. We're not the only game on today as Long Island getting underway with Oklahoma City. Blue and the Nets in action. 56-52 again, the officials are reviewing. Being very, very tedious, the officials. They want to make sure the calls are right. Again, it's education day. And our crowd mics are certainly picking up the boisterous youth in attendance today. I just think they're really excited they're skipping school.
Oh, absolutely. You got to have more kids here, I think, though. That's the key.
It's a trend we're seeing in minor league sports and baseball as well. In the summer, more day games that bring the summer camp kids. But we know the Chicago Sky and the WNBA have these type of games. This is the first one the Bulls are having this season. The Chicago Wolves have done it throughout the season. The replay is over with. We'll get an update quickly from Colin Michkowski in a moment. And they're going to put, we know for sure they're putting 14 seconds on the shot clock. And as Colin moves over, grabs the mic, here's an update, Colin.
Well, guys, it was a foul here on Alec Brown. And so they're going to try to reset the shot clock to 14 seconds. It's not 11 right now, but they're trying to reset the 14 seconds. So a flagrant foul on Alec Brown. Back to you guys.
Wow. So they call the flagrant foul on Alec Brown. The free throw was missed by John Holland. And we didn't see the replay, but just going off my memory bank, I don't recall. I could have sworn Brown had all ball on the block.
Yeah, I was going to say moments like this make me say I miss 90s basketball. Flagrant, are you kidding me? You kidding me?
Bounce pass to Holland in the left, right paint, excuse me, and it gets the easy layup to roll through. And a two-point lead for the Bulls, 56-54. A minute gone by, third quarter. A
little bit of frustration creeping in for Windy City. You cannot give up open layup under the basket.
You can't get up bad passes either. Bynum with a terrible pass, and the steal and the layup for Jonathan Holmes. Tie game at 56.
If you can't get a good possession here, I call a timeout if I'm Coach Lenzer.
Bynum off the Brown screen, nearly lost the ball. And he finds Alfonso McKinney, top of the key. Catch and shoot, three. That's no good. And a rebound controlled by Eric Moreland. Strong rebound there by Moreland. 90 seconds gone by in the third. Holland has it. Crossover fires a jumper towards the high post. It's no good. And we get a whistle and a foul is called as Moreland and Alec Brown were tied up. The official says Alec Brown maybe tugged Moreland's arm just a little bit. Nate Lenzer not pleased with the call. Has a few choice words for official Tyler Ricks.
And Brown's having a lot of trouble trying to keep Moreland out the paint, which is what you want to do against such a physical presence.
Moreland pass to Kay Felder, fires a jumper, it's no good. And the rebound controlled by the Bulls. Will Bynum, top of the key, three. That's in and out, no good. And the rebound controlled Moreland. Bulls struggling shooting early, 2 minutes gone by here in the quarter. Kay Felder in the face of Will Bynum, and he points to the face as well after firing the three.
And it only takes one to get a good scorer going, so if I was Windy City, I'd stay keyed in on Felder.
9:50 to go, 58-56. Well, they're going to give Felder the deep two. Thomas down the paint, out to Alec Brown. They move the ball around. Jarrell Eddy to Will Bynum, a couple of dribbles. The floater towards the left paint's no good, and the rebound brought down by Jonathan Holmes. Bounce pass Felder. Holmes, another three. It's short, no good. But the rebound controlled by the charge. Holland, bounce pass to Moreland. Quick pass to Holmes. No whistle. Layup was no good. Fighting for the loose ball. Canton recovers. They reset the shot clock to 14. Holmes with the pump fake. Couple of dribbles off the left wing, and the jumper's good. And it rarely do you pump fake a seven-footer in midair. Well, that's exactly what Jonathan Holmes did, 60-56.
And interestingly enough, they were so concerned with Moreland's offensive rebounding, you give up the wide-open shot there.
Jarrell Eddy losing his handle. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Canton basketball. Not a good first 3 minutes of play in the second half of the Windy City Bulls.
Oh, you could say that again, Julio. Complete lack of continuity on the offensive end.
10th turnover for the Bulls. It resulted in 15 points. Felder towards the right baseline. Jumper no good. Aaron Thomas with the rebound. Thomas passes midcourt. One hand pass to Jarrell Eddy. Out to Alfonso McKinney. A couple of dribbles. Fires the jumper towards the high post. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Holmes, who crosses the timeline with a crossover. Out to Holland. Kay Felder dribbling behind the back. Firing a three. Guarded by Will Bynum. It's good again. Kay Felder from downtown. And Canton regaining the lead, 63-58. Largest lead of the day was 8 points.
And Felder's been at his most dangerous today, coming down the floor in transition. Before a play is even set, Felder just spots up, buries the three-point jumper.
Felder, 8 of 18 from the field, 20 points. Leads all scorers this afternoon. Jarrell Eddy at the top of the key. Out to the right corner. And Alfonso McKinney down the baseline. Shot blocked by Moreland. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Moreland, who's fired up following the blocked shot. Bulls basketball with 8 on the shot clock.
And Moreland really has controlled this game for much of the day with his work in the low post. Even on the shots that he doesn't quite get a hand on, he is discouraging people from shooting at that rim.
Yeah, a low point total with 6, but he certainly made up for it on the defensive end. Bynum to inbound underneath the basket. 8 again on the shot clock. Quick inbounds pass Wesley Saunders. Out to Will Bynum. Duye Duke in left corner. Catch and shoot 3. In and out, no good. Lowry nearly had the ball, but it's stolen away by Roosevelt Jones. Here come the charge on the fast break. Felder, a high bounce pass. Holmes for 3. It's no good. But the putback attempt, no good either by Roosevelt Jones. John Holland's 3 had a bounce from the front of the iron, but didn't roll through. No look pass from Saunders. Ball pickpocketed away from David Lowry, and they're going to call Lowry for the foul with a push.
And good pass there by Saunders. Lowry's got to put that up right away, but I'm sure it's easier said than done when playing at this pace.
7:34 to go in the quarter. Nate Reinke barking orders right in front of us here at the scores table. Felder with a lob pass to Holmes. Bounce pass to Jones. Jones in the high post, now in the paint. Ball nearly stolen away. Good defense by Will Bynum. John Octius on the fast break. 2-on-1. Octius lost it, got it back. Gives it to David Lowry. Lowry, a whistle and a charge. And David Lowry was a little bit erratic.
And Lowry's been extremely out of control. I know he's trying to get his offense going, but he's got to look to slow it down and get the ball to a ball handler.
Get a whistle as Cameron Jones checks in, replaces Jonathan Holmes, gets a pat on the behind from head coach Nate Reinke. Kent State Golden Flash alum, familiar to the Ohio area. Felder has it, crossing the timeline. Canton going right to left on your dial. Out to Moreland at the high post. Moreland finds Jones, who easily split through two defenders but misses the right-handed layup off the left glass.
And again, terrible defense by Windy City. Right,
Will Bynum
there.
Firing a three. He draws the foul. That's going to be an air ball. And Will Bynum once again draws the foul. John Holland charged. And Will Bynum to shoot 3 free throws.
And I really think it's going to be up to Bynum right now to pull the Windy City Bulls out of this cold slump right now. They need some veteran leadership. They're having trouble getting into their spots and finding good shot opportunities. I think Will Bynum's going to be key in these last 7 minutes or so in the third quarter.
Foul again on Holland. Bynum at the line makes the first. Holland charged with his second. Bynum now with 8 points. Low point total this afternoon for Will Bynum. He makes the second. Bynum had 10 points in the victory Monday against Maine. 63-58 is the score. And the final free throw attempt for Bynum, nothing but net. 63-59. Bulls trail. 6:48 to go here in the third. Felder out to Jones, dribbling down the paint. Layup is well short, a whistle, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Eric Moreland. Loose ball foul.
And Moreland's greatest strength, it seems like, is also his greatest weakness. His strength allows him to bully people down there in the low post, but you see him get a little too aggressive, draws the foul there.
Will Bynum circling the corner, fires a deep three from the right wing. It's good. Will Bynum.
Big-time players make big-time plays, and we see it again and again. Second, Will Bynum.
Second three-pointer of the day for Bynum. In the paint, Jones misses the layup, and the rebound controlled by David Lowry. Bulls trail by one, can take the lead on this possession. Will Bynum fires another three. It's short. Not sure why Will Bynum. Guess he wanted a heat check there.
I was going to say, I think a little bit of a heat check. I saw a smile from
him. In the paint, Jones misses the easy layup, complaining for a foul, doesn't get it. David Lowry on the fast break. Saunders back to Lowry, up and under, good and one! David Lowry, nice pass from Wesley Saunders, and the Bulls regain the lead.
And I'm glad to see Lowry settle down and finally get a basket there. He's been looking for a while.
The officials will review something. It's a timeout on the floor. We'll get an update on the review in just a second. Bulls lead 64-63. We're back after this on SportsTownChicago.com.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
This is Wesley Saunders, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Thus far in this third quarter, Canton leads the Bulls 13-11. However, the Bulls have a 64-63 lead, up by a point over the Charge, with 5:54 to go here in the third quarter of play. Evan McLean, our courtside engineer, spinning the dials for us alongside Michael Walton and Colin Michkowski. I'm Julio Rousseau, and speaking of Colin Michkowski, he's got a sideline report. Colin.
Yeah, well, guys, well, Coach wants them to keep playing some aggressive defense. He's been praising them for shutting down this offensive, really good offensive team so far. I mean, not shutting them down, but keeping the score low for them. And also, they wanted to keep going after those loose balls, be aggressive on those loose balls as well. Going back to you guys.
Thank you, Colin Michkowski. Lowry missed the three-point play. Kay Felder, a high pass. They swing it around from the corner to the wing, and it's good. John Holland from downtown. That was a high pass from Felder to Jones in the left corner, and a quick pass from the left wing.
And that's how the Cleveland Cavaliers, the parent club, like to move the ball. So you see a little bit of similarity in the system there. Interesting right now that you see Ken with the small backcourt out there of Crawford and Felder.
Lowry spins in the paint, misses the layup. Saunders rebound, and the putback is good for Wesley Saunders. And the Bulls now with 11 second chance points. Tie the game once again, 66-60. Felder just hovering around Eric Moreland. Oh, wow, he made John Octius hit the floor, and the easy layup off the left glass.
Hey, I won't give him complete credit for making him fall on the crossover. It looks like Octius may have been tripped on a screen.
So you're saying he didn't break his ankles?
Not exactly.
Lowry thought about the three at the top of the key. Now gives it to Wesley Saunders. Dribbles behind the back towards the left corner. In the paint, left side to Lowry. Dribbles. Little floater's no good. Tried to get the rebound. Loose ball. The ball goes out of bounds. Wesley Saunders, hands over hips, not happy with the call. And it's Canton basketball as we see Jordan Crawford. Crawford acquired by Canton back on February the 11th. Jordan Crawford and a 2017 third-round D-League pick sent to Westchester in exchange for a second-round pick in next year's D-League draft. Felder missed an easy layup, and they swing the ball around the Holland. Three-pointer from the left wing's no good. And Wesley Saunders has it for the Bulls. Dribbling behind the back, lost his dribble. Out to the left corner, and John Octius. Just over 4 minutes to play here in the third. They get a whistle. And fouls charged to Canton, number 11, John Holland. And the Bulls catch a break there. David Lowry with a bit of a high pass. Would have been a turnover on the Bulls.
Yeah, and I think Lowry's just forcing it a little bit. You see him trying to integrate himself into the team by staying involved on the offensive end. I think he needs to keep it simple with the screen and roll. Lowry's a big body, so if he can really get some shoulders in there when he's setting a pick, it'll free up for open shots.
Buying him to D.A. Dukin, the catch and shoot three from the right wing, no good. Dukin upset with himself. Dropped an expletive we can't say on air. Nice pass in the paint, feeding the big man Jones to Eric Moreland for the easy kiss off the right glass. And it's a four-point lead for Canton, 70-66. Octius. Oh, boy. John Octius pass intended for Will Bynum. Stolen away by Kay Felder with an easy left-handed layup. Left glass.
And right now the Windy City Bulls are out of sorts. They're overhelping on the wrong guys on defense, and they're only making one pass on offense.
13th turnover on the Bulls, resulting in 17 points. John Octius, open three from the left wing, is good. After the three was converted, Octius with a hand slap. Hopefully he's trying to charge himself. We get a whistle and a loose ball foul. It's going to be an offensive foul on Eric Moreland, who has a few choice words with Tyler Ricks, the official.
And I like the end result of that Octius three, but the same problem I've been discussing as far as offensive stagnation, Julio, you see Octius come right down the floor and take that three without thinking about passing once.
3:09 to go here in the third. Three-point lead for the Charge. John Octius trying to get away from the pesky Crawford. And there's a steal. Holland with the steal on the fast break, and the easy layup is good. Excuse me, that was Jonathan Holmes with a steal and the layup coast to coast.
And Holmes has been huge today with his scoring ability, especially inside and out.
Pesky defender at 6'9". Wesley Saunders towards the left wing. Finds John Octius, a three in the right wing. Couple of bounces. Couldn't get the shooter's touch to roll through. And Canton gets the rebound. Holmes controlling the ball. Goes behind the back. Just fires a three of his own. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Missed three from the right wing. Bulls have it with 2:15 to go in the third. They trail 74-69. Octius to Wesley Saunders in the left wing. Saunders going behind his back, whistle. Fadeaway jumper is no good. They'll shoot two free throws.
And Saunders showed some great patience on that possession. That's the type of effort we're going to need down the stretch here.
Timeout on the floor. Nate Reinke calls a timeout for the Canton Charge. They lead the Bulls 74-69, 2:05 to go in the third. We'll take a break. We're back after this. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportstownChicago.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
This is Alfonso McKinney, and you're listening to SportsTownChicago.com, home of your Windy City Bulls.
Try Chili's new smokehouse combos today. Your choice of meats like world-famous baby back ribs and signature chicken crispers. Or try new favorites like jalapeno cheddar sausage and house-smoked bone-in barbecue chicken. All piled high on a tray of home-style fries, new roasted street corn, garlic toast, and house-made pickles. It's a meat lover's dream, now at Chili's, chillin' since 75. And during that raid, my stomach was growling just a little bit. I could use some home-style fries after the game. Interesting note, our last timeout was at the 5:54 mark. The Bulls were trailing Canton 13-11 with 2:05 to go, so over 3 minutes. Bulls trail Canton in this quarter 24-16.
And I think we've seen turnovers play a huge part in that today, Julio. We see the Windy City Bulls with 14 total turnovers right now. They're really going to have to protect the ball if they want to stay in this game.
Wesley Saunders at the charity stripe makes the first. Saunders on the day has 9 points. He mentioned those turnovers. 14 turnovers resulting in 19 points. Saunders' second free throw is good. And the Bulls, despite being outscored in this third quarter, 24-18, we're only down by three with 2 minutes to go, 74-71. Jordan Crawford, left corner, finds Cameron Jones. Catch and shoot three from the left wing is good. A little pep talk after the three was converted. And a six-point edge for the Charge, 77-71. Wesley Saunders crosses the timeline. Got the ball right back from Alfonso McKinney. Left wing finds David Lowry. Jarrell Eddy driving down the paint. Oh, nice move by Jarrell Eddy. Gets the layup to roll.
And I like that play call a lot. You see Eddy coming down from a double screen looking for the three-pointer, but is able to take it all the way to the basket.
Nice ball fake there, too. Had the ball direction right, moved it left quickly to get the layup.
Exactly, a little shiftiness there.
70 seconds to go here in the third. Here's Crawford. Out to Williams. Fires a three. It's good. Now they're going to call a two with his foot on the line. Final minute of the quarter. Bulls still trail by six, 79-73. Saunders thought about going left, spins. Finds Alfonso McKinney, who gives it right back to Saunders. Dribbling down the paint, Saunders. David Lowry, catch and shoot three. Well short, bad shot selection there.
Definitely not his range. You can tell from the way the ball came off of his hands there.
Shot clock was winding down to eight, but they still had plenty of time. Crawford's pass to Williams. Mike Williams missed the three, and Jarrell Eddy gets the rebound. About a 10-second differential, game clock to shot clock. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Octius towards the Bulls logo, trying to get some separation from Jordan Crawford, who's a terrific defender at 5'8".
Yeah, I was going to say his height really allows him, you see, to get down in that stance.
Alfonso McKinney down the paint, trying to put a shot through two defenders. No good. McKinney hit the floor. He's slow to get up. Crawford, seven on the game clock with the shot clock turned off. Jones, Crawford with three left on the game clock. Out to Jones, fires a three as the clock's winding down. In and out, no good. And that does it for the third quarter of play. It's been a quick-paced game through three quarters. 79-73, Bulls trail by six. Fourth quarter coming up next on SportsTownChicago.com. This is Bulls Basketball.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business. While there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here, and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like, and just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
This is head coach Nate Lenzer, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
79-73 as we enter the fourth quarter. Bulls trail by six. Oklahoma City in another afternoon action. They lead Long Island 20-18 in the first. Sideline report time. Once again, here's Colin Michkowski.
Yeah, guys, well, the Bulls, they need to try to give the ball more to Jarrell Eddy. That's what Coach Lenzer wanted, because Jarrell Eddy, as we know, is a capable big-time three-point shooter. Also, the Bulls do got their work cut out for them, as the Ken Charge are 18-6 when leading after the third quarter. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Colin. Last three games for Jarrell Eddy, 19-24-15, respectfully. So not bad outputs in the last three games thus far coming into the fourth. Jarrell Eddy with 10 points. Canton has it going right to left on your dial. Holmes down the paint and gets a high arcing layup over the head of Alec Brown. 81-73.
And Eddy has had trouble getting free off of screens because Canton is sticking with him really hard. Let's see if maybe he can get involved as a ball handler in some screen and roll action.
I'm sure the scouting report has it to make sure you guard Jarrell Eddy. Alfonso McKinney, the jumper from the right corner, is no good. Canton has it. Here's Jordan Crawford. Out to Holmes, they swing it around. Crawford gets it back at the top of the key, takes a step back, and feeds it to Cameron Jones. Jones driving fadeaway towards the free throw line. It's no good, and the rebound controlled by the Bulls. John Octius has it. Nate Lenzer yelling pistol. Certainly not Pistol Pete, I believe he's yelling.
I think it's a play call.
Driving down the lane, Wesley Saunders in the paint left side. Gets the layup to roll through, and the Bulls again trail by six, 81-75. Just under 90 seconds gone by here in the final frame. Crawford, a low pass to Williams. Crossover, fadeaway, jumper off the glass. And since it's midday, the bank is open.
And that was a lot of dribbling there from Mike Williams. Not so sure about that shot selection, but hey, when it goes down, coach ain't complaining.
That was a strong shot, too, and he has to thank his bank teller for helping him out there. Saunders with the spin down the paint. He's fouled, taken to the floor. Shot no good. Hands in the air beside himself is Cameron Jones asking, hey, what did I do? Ashley Moyer Gleach, the official, not having any of his attitude there.
And interesting, even though it seems like Canton has been the more physical team today, it is incredible the advantage the Windy City Bulls have from the free throw line.
Wesley Saunders makes the first free throw. Bulls from the charity stripe today are 16 for 19. I just jinxed them there, make it 16 of 20.
And it really has kept them in the game with their three-point shooting not looking so well right now, shooting about 8 of 26, I believe, from downtown.
83-76 our score. A whistle and an offensive foul is called on the big man, Jonathan Holmes. Nate Ranke is trying to do some lobbying with the official as well, making sure, hey, there's some offensive fouls on our end too.
And I agree with the call there. Holmes was moving just a little bit, and when you're that big, it really hurts when you're moving on the screen.
Jarrell Eddy off the John Octius pass at the high post. Alec Brown swings at the Wesley Saunders. Quick feed to Jarrell Eddy. Maybe a too quick of a pass there. Loose ball, and Jarrell Eddy draws the foul, and showing a significant limp is Jonathan Holmes as he was fouled.
And it sounds like I heard Jordan Crawford, seems like he slapped someone really hard across the arm. I heard it, but no foul call, so
We'll let it go for now.
Eric Moreland re-enters the game as Holmes jogs gingerly towards us here at the scorer's table. As Cameron Jones inbounds it to Jordan Crawford. Crawford, a couple of dribbles, off to Williams in the left wing. Now into the post to Moreland, guarded by Alec Brown, gets some separation, a pump fake, and a reverse layup off the right glass. Eric Moreland.
And that's why they say patience is a virtue. You see, he could have took that first hook shot, waits until he gets on the other side of the basketball, and uses the rim to seal off the shot blocker.
85-76. John Octius, open look, three from the right wing, it's good. Ring it up, John Octius. Bulls now 10 of 28 from beyond the arc. And it's 85-79, just over 9 minutes to play in the fourth. Cameron Jones feeds it right back to Moreland in the post. Oh, sweet no-look pass in the reverse layup, right baseline towards the left glass is good, Mike Williams.
And when you're dominating in the low post, it makes you draw attention, which freed up the cutters. And that's what Ken's probably going to keep going to down the stretch here.
And the Charge have taken the edge. Jarrell Eddie fires a three. It's no good. Williams tried to corral the rebound. Couldn't control the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Points in the paint. Canton have a slight edge, 42-34. But they're certainly, I believe, in this quarter trying to execute more action inside.
Yeah, and you see them trying to mix it up because you don't want to fall in love with the jumper.
Will Bynum inbounds it, catch and shoot. Alec Brown, right corner jumper's good. And the Bulls once again trail by six, 87-81. 8.5 to play in the ballgame. Crawford at the top of the key, a crossover. Quick pass left wing towards Williams, and they go right back to the post in Moreland. They like the matchup, Moreland and Brown. Moreland, nice pass, and the layup falls short. For Gerald Beverly, Crawford gets the steal and the putback.
And that's from a guy that's 5'8", just stole the ball and took it up on two Windy City players.
Has a chip on his shoulder, no doubt. Jordan Crawford, since entering the game, has been very pesky defensively. Will Bynum, little post on Crawford, missed with the floater. Bulls trying to get the rebound, a whistle, and the timeout's called. Good job by Will Bynum, the veteran. Fighting for the loose ball, calls a timeout, and he is limping towards the sideline. He's got a bit of a limp off his right leg. Timeout on the floor. 7:53 to go in the ballgame. Bulls trail by 8, 89-81. We're back after this on SportsTownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
He's been developing well. I mean, AT got a lot of talent. I think it's just a lot of things. It's just little small things, but they end up being a lot. But I think it's just focusing on the smaller detailed things, whether that's a scouting report or defensively. But he has all the talent in the world to become, an NBA player.
That's Chicagoan and NBA native Will Bynum praising Aaron Thomas's performance on Monday night. He had 20 points in the victory. Aaron currently today with 10 points. Thomas 4 of 10 from the field and 3 rebounds with 22 minutes of action. Bulls inbound right in front of the Canton bench. 7:53 to go in the fourth. A whistle. And
I think we got a 5 second.
Wow.
Not often you see one of those.
Very frustrating if you're head coach Nate Lenzer to have a 5 second violation call coming out of a timeout. Good defense applied by Canton, but Nate Lenzer looking down at the floor, hands on his hip. Not pleased. 7:50 to go in the ball game. Bulls trail by 8, 89-81. Jordan Crawford calling for the screen on Will Bynum. Gets it. Bounce pass to Holland. Open 3 at the top of the key. It's short. Rebound. First it was touched by Jarrell Eddy. Then it goes off the hands of Mike Williams, who, like everyone else, doesn't believe the ball was last touched by him.
And I think if you're Chicago, you may want to try to go away from Eddie unless you're going to use him as a decoy. It seems Canton has just keyed in on him so hard. Really paying attention to that scouting report.
Bulls going left to right. Will Bynum being double teamed on the left side. Lost his dribble. Floats it to Alfonso McKinney in the left corner. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be charged on Jordan Crawford. Significant height advantage or height disadvantage for Crawford, but doesn't stop him on the defensive end of the floor.
And we see Coach Lenzer calling out the play fist.
Will Bynum trying to split through two defenders, missed the layup on the right side. He hit the floor. Alfonso McKinney gets the rebound for the Bulls. Swings it to Jarrell Eddy. Pump fake. Eddy down the paint left side. The left-handed layup off the glass is good for Jarrell Eddy.
And again, the things behind the scenes. We didn't see Alec Brown was sealing off the man, giving Jarrell Eddy that lane to the basket.
12 points for Eddy. Bulls trail again by 6. Moreland in the paint. Shot block. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Alec Brown.
And I don't like the call much there because he got the block shot, and then they called a foul afterwards on the body contact there.
He is stunned by the call, trying to argue cross court to J.B. De La Rosa, the official. I believe De La Rosa thought Brown, as Moreland makes the first free throw, maybe shifted his hips a little bit to make contact in the post as Roosevelt Jones re-enters for Canton. Moreland tonight, this afternoon, I should say, 11 points. He's finally in double figures. 5 of 6 from the field, missed the second, fight for the loose ball, and Alfonso McKinney touched the ball last. Out of bounds, it's charged basketball with 6:52 to go.
And it's been that type of day for Windy City. It seems like none of the 50-50 balls are going their way.
Bounce pass, Crawford. Easy pass for John Holland off the glass right side.
And about the third or fourth time tonight, Canton has run that play where Holland gets an open layup off the out-of-bounds play.
92-83. Charged by 9. Bynum guarded by Crawford. Jarrell Eddy, a bit of a high pass intended for Alec Brown, stolen away by Moreland. Feeds it to Jordan Crawford, calling for a screen, circling defenders down the lane. Finds Williams from the right wing. Jones back to Williams. Three-pointer is good. Catch and shoot three. And he points right at Alfonso McKinney with a three right in the eye.
And that's exactly what it was. You got to close out better. Windy City's really showing a lack of mental toughness closing out this game right now.
And a foul is going to be called. Let's see who they charge the foul to. Basket was made. Trying to figure out what the – even the scores table is trying to figure out who the foul was on. They're going to foul – a foul charge to Alec Brown. Brown charged with his fourth. And if it was a foul on Alec Brown, it should be Canton basketball. So, yep, foul on Alec Brown. But they're going to give possession to the Bulls.
Apparently. I'm just as shocked as you, Julio.
It's a land of confusion here courtside.
Foul after the shot, I suppose.
95-83. Aaron Thomas pass nearly stolen away by Holland. Bulls with some sloppy passes. Oh, sweet pass! And Moreland with the block and the putback of Fonz. They're going to call a foul. Or are they going to say out of bounds? Will Bynum with a sweet no-look pass to Aaron Thomas. Thomas tried to go for a thunderous dunk. Was met in the post by Moreland with a strong block. Almost a clothesline as well. And they're going to say Aaron Thomas had the ball and his foot touched the left baseline.
And someone, ball. Something you can't miss, assistant coach Melvin Eli jumped up with passion when Moreland went up there and got that block. Exactly what you want to see for your from your big man down there.
Living up to his hype as Moreland, ranked as one of the top prospects to watch in the D-League. He's fifth in the D-League in their prospect watch, which was updated today. He is now fifth.
And I like to see that because you see most of the list is guards because that is what the game is shifting towards now.
Nice pass from Crawford in the paint. Will Bynum charged with the foul, as that's going to send John Holland to the free throw line.
And Moreland's value comes from the fact that he is built for today's game. If you have 4 3-point shooters out there like Canton likes to do, you surround them with a guy like Moreland, it just makes him offensively dominant because he can dive to the rim.
Holland at the charity stripe makes the first. 16 points on the day for Holland. Again, Bynum charged with the foul. That's his third. Brown with 4 fouls for the Bulls. Second free throw, good. Thomas with 2. McKinney with 2. And Lowry, the third, has 2. He's on the bench. 97-83. Canton trying to create more separation in this late stages of the fourth quarter. Alfonso McKinney out to Jarrell Eddy towards the right wing. Octius, quick pass to Will Bynum, forcing a 3 with 5 on the shot clock. It's no good. Jones with the rebound, working quickly. Holland, Crawford, Williams, right wing 3, catch and shoot. Well, short rebounds, no good. Swatted away by Alfonso McKinney. Will Bynum on the fast break. Jarrell Eddy, right wing, left wing 3, catch and shoot is good. Nothing but net. And a timeout called by Nate Reinke. 5:12 to go in the fourth. Full timeout, Bulls trailing 97-86. Back after this on SportsTownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like and just working in the media too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM and I am IMS.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
C Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates. 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter alongside our engineer, Evan McClain, Colin Michkowski, our sideline reporter, and Michael Walton. I'm Julio Rauseo. Late stages of the fourth. Bulls trailing and an alley-oop attempt. Moreland came down a little short before the dunk attempt. Felder lost the handle. Ball goes off his thigh. Out of bounds. It's Bulls basketball. Let's get a quick update from our sideline reporter, Colin Michkowski.
Hey, guys. Well, Coach Lenzer wanted the team to keep on setting some more screens, utilize their size to their advantage against the Canton charge. Also, one thing that I noticed is that Alfonso McKinney and Jarrell Eddy are both having some slow games today, and that ultimately is leading to this them losing right now. Back to you guys.
Jarrell Eddy just missed a three-point attempt. He's 3 of 6 today from beyond the arc. Bulls trail 97-86. Felder back in. The floater is good. Crossing over. John Akias gets the floater off the high post right side.
And they call that shot the giant killer right there, as you see it lofted over much bigger players.
99-86. Bynum down the paint. Little jump shot is good for Will Bynum.
And interesting, you hear Colin talking about Coach Lenzer saying they should use their size advantage. Ever since Ken went to the small backcourt, it actually has sparked their defense.
Especially with Jordan Crawford, who's been playing tremendously on the defensive end. Felder driving down the lane right side. Missed the layup. John Octius charged with the foul and has both hands crossed over. It is education day. A lot of young kids, I've noticed, do that as well. And he's getting a stern talk from head coach Nate Lenzner.
And these are the moments I love. This is why it's called the NBA Developmental League. Akias is a player just like Aaron Thomas, great physical skills. But as we heard Will Bynum say earlier, it's the little things that makes you an NBA player.
Felder at the line, misses the first free throw. Felder with 26 points. He is now 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. Akias picked up his second foul. And now the kiddos in the crowd getting a bit louder. Felder makes the second free throw. And he leads all scorers this afternoon with 27 points. 188. Lowry splitting defenders down the paint and gets the layoff off the right backboard.
A nimble move from Lowry, a bigger guy, but you see him once he gets in the paint, quick feet.
100-90, a 10-point lead for the charge. Felder off the Moreland screen, and Kay Felder at the top of the key drains a three. He has 30 points.
And he's got it on automatic right now, Julio. This is cruise control for Kay Felder.
Lowry splits defenders, gets the foul, and one. Nice job by David Lowry.
And maybe you see Lowry might have had a little bit of a point when he was frustrated earlier when he wasn't getting the entry pass down on the low block.
Foul charge to Kay Felder. Lowry with 8 points, 23 minutes this afternoon, and converts on the three-point play. 10-point edge with 3:22 to go in the ballgame. Canton going right to left. Felder, high pass to Holland. Dribbling down the elbow right side. Loose ball. The pass intended for Crawford. Butterfingers there by Jordan, and the ball goes out of bounds.
And if Windy City can force some more turnovers down the stretch, it would definitely help them because they have given up 26 points off of their turnovers. Ultimately, the reason they will fall if they're not able to mount a comeback right here.
Jarrell Eddy with the pump fake at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Feeds it to Wesley Saunders in the left elbow. Lost the ball. And goes out of bounds. Good defense by Moreland. And the ball goes off the thigh, the left thigh of Wesley Saunders, out of bounds. And it's a 30-second timeout called by Nate Reinke. We'll keep the action here with 2:58 to go. Canton trying to extend their winning streak to 5 games. 7-3 in their last 10 games, including the victory over Westchester on Sunday, 121-12. Bulls had their winning streak snapped on Saturday in the loss against Sioux Falls. Bulls 5-5 in their last 10 games. They will have a day off for 2 days, and then we'll head to Greensboro for a game on March 11th against the Swarm, a 6 o'clock tip.
And as you see Windy City today, they did a great job of making sure the scoring was spread out. But sometimes it can be a little bit tougher when you don't have that one guy you can go to for a bucket down the stretch. But looking back on it, they definitely had a hard time controlling the tempo, as you see them being outshot in this game. A big reason Canton was able to charge to victory. No pun intended, Julio.
I like it, though. One other game in action this afternoon in Oklahoma City. The Blue have a two-point lead over the Long Island Nets, 31-28. You can check out that game after the conclusion of us if you care to do so on Facebook Live. So Canton have it with under three to play in the fourth. Felder, Holland, pump fake. Driving down, puts up a jumper at the high post. It's no good. And we're going to get a foul on the floor on John Octius, who again is beside himself, pointing towards his chest, wondering, wait, the foul's on me? And it's a two-shot foul. Foul on Eric Moreland. He'll head to the line.
And interesting, at that last timeout, we saw Coach Linzer go over and talk to the refs for a little bit, waved his hand sort of in disgust as he walked away. Seems like he's not liking how tight the refs are calling this game down the stretch. And it's hard for me to disagree with them after the way they sort of let them play in those first three quarters.
John Octius was trying to lobby with the officials. The first free throw by Moreland was no good. Ashley Moyer-Gleach, she wasn't having any of it. Second free throw, no good. Maybe she took a mental note for the next possession. We'll see.
We'll see coming down here.
Jarrell Eddy, behind the back pass to David Lowry, the third. It's good. Lowry with 11 points in 24 minutes. And the Bulls trail by eight with 2.5 to play, 103-95.
And interesting, once the Bulls sort of felt like this game was out of reach, we see David Lowry scoring points in quick succession here.
Crawford to Felder, 2:20 to go in the ball game. Kay Felder guarded by Lowry. Last second pass into the left elbow to Eric Moreland. And John Octius charged with the foul again, high-stepping his way across midcourt. Not happy. I can only imagine what he's saying inside.
Now, I know that one was a foul because that one clearly was a foul, but I have to say I like the defensive effort by Octius guarding the much bigger Moreland and almost got the strip there.
That's his fourth foul now. Moreland misses the first, struggling from the charity stripe. He's 1 of 5 this afternoon.
You beat me to it, Julio. I was going to say, if there's anywhere on the floor you want Eric Moreland, it's at the charity stripe.
And he misses the second free throw. Moreland on the season's a 40% free throw shooter. Will Bynum guarded by Crawford, getting some separation in the paint. Crawford tried to pickpocket Bynum, and a big block by Eric Moreland, who stares at Will Bynum. And Bynum's going to get technical. Yep, Will Bynum yep. with some strong choice words to the official. Still talking. And the crafty veteran, Will Bynum, at 37 years old, was clotheslined following the Moreland block and felt like he needed to express his anger.
Yeah, hey, I always say if you're going to get a technical, there's a certain time and situation for one. And even though it's still a little bit of a close game, as you said, definitely all ball on the block, but on the follow-through, seemed kind of harsh there.
Holland misses the missed the technical free throw. See, I thought John Octius was the one that was going to get a technical, not Will Bynum, but I'm sure he said something that Evan will not allow me to say over the airwaves.
Oh, Will Bynum's the big dog. He's the NBA vet, so he has a right to draw that first tee.
I had to turn down the crowd mic for that one.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Evan.
It is education night. We don't yes. want them learning everything.
Think of the children, somebody.
Offensive foul charged on Holmes for Canton. A minute 50 to go in the game. The Bulls are not out of it yet. 104-95, but they need buckets and some defensive stops and some composure on the defensive end. Octius, left wing, jumper's no good, and he's looking for the steal on the defensive end. Felder gets some separation off of Jarrell Eddy, and he's guarded by Will Bynum. He's calling for open space down the baseline. He gets it, splits defenders up and under. It's good! Kay Felder directing traffic and gets what he wants.
And I feel bad because Will Bynum was just left on an island out there.
Bynum driving down the baseline himself. Anything you can do, I can do better. Right-handed layoff off the backboard. And he has a stern look to Felder as we hit 70 seconds left in the ballgame, 106-97. Reach-in foul on John Octius. Not complaining there. He knew he drew the foul.
It's going to be fun to see how many consecutive Windy City Bulls points Bynum scores after picking up that tee. Seems like it's a big goal of his to score every point in these last 60 or so seconds.
107 left in the ball game, and Jordan Crawford at the free throw line was acquired last month from Westchester. Makes the first. Crawford an 80% free throw shooter. These two teams will face each other once again on March 18th in Canton. 7 o'clock tip-off, so that's 10 days from now. Crawford's second free throw good, 108-97. And as a team, 11-19 from the charity stripe. Wesley Saunders driving down the lane.
Oof, Moreland took a shot to the face of the beard.
Did he get poked in the eye, or Moreland bending over, has his jersey over his face. Saunders to shoot two free throws. And they're going to call the foul on Holmes and hit the nose, wondering if he's got a nosebleed.
I don't see any blood on the floor, so he appears to take a shot to the face. It looks like maybe an elbow or forearm there.
Yeah, he pointed at the official saying he got a little forearm action there. As we await the free throw, and I think Will Bynum is trying to play makeup with the official at Ashley Moyer Gleach. Apologizing maybe for those choice words as Saunders misses the first free throw.
And in case, like you said, Julio, you never know what crew's going to be around the next
game. Very true. Trying to get those calls maybe for the next game. Saunders, second free throw. That's short, no good. Bulls are 17 of 23 from the charity stripe, but not converting in these late fourth quarter free throws. Reach in foul, Jarrell Eddy on Kay Felder. Bulls with their sixth team foul. That's going to send Felder to the charity stripe. 32 points in 34 minutes for Kay Felder this afternoon.
And Kay Felder's really shown off the full package tonight. He really can make it rain from outside. He can finish inside amongst the trees. And when he gets to the free throw line, he's money from there as well, even though, as we see, him miss the first there.
56 seconds left. Felder makes the second free throw at the front of the iron, run off the backboard in. 56 seconds left. Bulls trail by 12, 109-97. Saunders driving, whistle. The floater's no good. And Saunders to shoot two free throws.
And Felder really showed you today how a dynamic point guard can really change the complexion of your team. In the 7 games since he's been down for Ken, 30 points a game. He's keeping that average up today. Bynum really struggled guarding him, and I think you can see him getting into Bynum's legs as Will had a poor shooting night on his end.
Saunders makes the first free throw, 109-98, and he converts on the second. 10-point game with 51 seconds left, and this could be the longest 49 seconds of our lives. Felder driving the floater. Alley-oop attempt is no good. Moreland misses. Holmes gets the rebound, and Kay Felder recovers, and he's slowing down traffic with 10 on the shot clock.
Looks like Bynum may have hurt his hand there.
Crossover. Felder driving up and under. The scoop is good. Kay Felder. Nate Lenzer calls a timeout. 30-second timeout will keep the action here. And I'm sure GM LeBron, excuse me, I did it again, pardon me, but I'm sure the Cavs organization are watching some of these players, including Felder, who's on assignment, Moreland. I'm thinking, hey, maybe we should give some of these guys some more playing time in the NBA.
Yeah, and Moreland is going to be an interesting case because, of course, Bogey going down.
Right.
But Kay Felder, it's good that you mentioned him because, remember, he played with the Cavs and wasn't performing too well. This type of confidence can definitely carry over, as we've seen with some of the rookies on Chicago Bulls.
Absolutely. 31 seconds left. Speaking of the Bulls, they're in action later tonight against the Orlando Magic. As the Bulls hope to bounce back after the loss Monday to Detroit, they're tied with the Pistons for the 7th seed in the playoffs. And who knows, maybe in the playoffs, if the Bulls get the 8th seed, they could see Kay Felder in the playoffs.
And it's definitely somebody you're going to want to get to know about because he is the type of player who can come in a game and really change the way it's going. He pushed the tempo great today.
Lowry, the inbound right in front of us at the scores table, gives it to Wesley Saunders as the clock winds down to 26 seconds. Saunders, Bynum, catch and shoot three, right, left wing, excuse me, it's no good. Wells short on the three. Crawford got the rebound, and he's immediately fouled by Jarrell Eddy, who was not happy.
I was going to say a little bit of a frustration foul. It seems like more than a typical end-of-game foul there. Across the top of the neck, it appeared.
20 seconds left. Crawford will head back to the line.
And a big shout-out should go to John Holland, number 11 for Canton. He's really done a great job on the offensive end, which he's known for, but he's also been the first man I've seen contesting Jarrell Eddy when he's came off of pin downs and curl screens today. So without John Holland making sure to chase around Jarrell Eddy, Ken would have had a much harder time winning this game.
Crawford missed the first free throw, converted on the second for the former Bowling Green Star, and Nate Lenzer calls a timeout. With 20 seconds left, it's a 30. We'll keep the action here. And they're certainly not giving up, even though 20 seconds left chalk up the victory for Canton and their fifth win in a row.
And I have a lot of people asking me, Julio, why do coaches take so many timeouts when the game is clearly over like that? And it's because you got to remember, these are teachable moments for these young men, and it's really a good time for Coach Lenzer to let them know what they did wrong and things they need to look forward to.
Next home game will be March 15th against Greensboro. We'll have the action for you right here on SportsTownChicago.com. 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have a pregame show at 6:30, but tune in before that at 4 o'clock, and we'll have a pre-pregame show on the 15th. Saunders inbounds to Lowry. And David Lowry, layup attempt no good, hits the floor. Poor camera guy Chris Rouse taking another hit. But a good job by Chris holding the camera and keeping with the shot. Good
Chris,
for him.
Chris Rouse has been one of the toughest players on the floor today. Shouts out to the baseline camera guy.
And a tough loss this afternoon for the Windy City Bulls as they lose to the Canton Charge 113-99. It was the Kay Felder Show this afternoon, with an impressive performance by supporting cast, including Moreland and Jordan Crawford on the defensive end in the second half. Tough loss for the Bulls. They lose 113-99, Michael.
Yeah, and in the battle of the point guards, we saw Will Bynum struggle with a younger version of himself.
Looking at some other totals, Bynum had 17, led the Bulls in scoring. Saunders and Eddie with 15. Felder with 35 points in 35 minutes of play. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk again here before we send it up to the postgame show. We're back after this on SportsTownChicago.com. Bulls lose 113-99.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business. While there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here, and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like, and just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportsTownChicago.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
I'm Brett Gogol, voice for your Windy City Bulls, and you're listening live to SportsTownChicago.com.
Bulls lose a tough one on Education Day this afternoon, 111-99, the final score. Kay Felder leading all scorers with 35 points for the Charge, 17 points for Will Bynum on 30 minutes tonight. We got the postgame show coming up in just a moment with Bill Downing and Brett Gogol. But tough loss again, Michael. And again, I was just impressed with the performance of Kay Felder this afternoon. He is a tremendous player.
Yeah.
Second round draft pick, traded on draft night, and Cleveland's got a potential talented player.
Yeah, and you got to stack your roster with outside shooters if you're going to survive in today's league. So that's why you see Felder being such a great prospect. I think what today's game really showed is that it's hard when a coach is dealing with so many different players day in, day out. Windy City Bulls just couldn't get continuity going on the offensive end. Way too many turnovers and points given up off of those turnovers.
47% from the field for Canton, 40% for the Bulls, and the Bulls were outscored in that final frame, 34-26. Time for the post-game show. Let's toss it up to the concourse level here at the Sears Center Arena. Bill Downing, take it away, Bill.
All right, thank you there, Julio Rosseo. And I'm joined by Brett Gogol. And Brett,